Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining me. I am Alvin Majette, better known as Top Notch Bartender, and this is the first episode of Conversations with a Bartender. So, how's everyone doing? Hope everyone is doing pretty well. I'm coming to you this evening. This is my first episode, so I'm so excited. I'm so thankful, man. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do for my first episode, so I struggled a little bit, but I came to the conclusion maybe that I needed to do an episode probably about myself and talk to everyone about myself and have a conversation and let everyone know about my history and how I got into this wine and spirits and beverage thing. So first, I gotta make myself a drink though. It wouldn't be right. I am the bartender. So for the people out there that's listening and can't see what I'm doing, I am gonna make myself a whiskey sour, a classic whiskey sour. So for the bartenders out there who think that, you know, you're supposed to go by the book and make whiskey sours a certain way, I am a bartender, a licensed professional bartender, and I tend to want to make my whiskey sours and my cocktails the way I want to make them. I'm at my bar, so I'm gonna make it the way I want to make it. And right now, during these times, actually, people are home. The bars ain't popping right now. So if you home, make your cocktails the way you want to make them. So don't go by the book and do what you got to do. So tonight, though, I'm making my cocktail, my whiskey sour, actually, with some Evan Williams whiskey bourbon. I like Evan Williams whiskey bourbon, actually. It's a great bourbon to make cocktails with. Real nice, real subtle, has a sour taste already to it. So real good to make with sour cocktails, actually. So I'm gonna make it with some Evan Williams bourbon and some of my own simple lemon simple syrup that I made. And I'm actually gonna make it with some freshly squeezed lemon juice. And I'm gonna have some egg white. So first thing I'm gonna do, so for the people out there, I'm gonna take you step by step of how to make this drink so you can make it at home. So I can have me a drink before I have conversations. So that's what I'm gonna do. So what I'm gonna do first is I am going to take my handy dandy mixing glasses and mixing tin, and I am going to put 2 ounces of Evan Williams in my drink. 2 ounces. Come on, Evan Williams. Give me some Evan Williams in here. All right, so what we got going on? All right, here we go. There we go. Give me that Evan Williams. Give me that Evan Williams. There we go. She won't try to pour. I don't know why she won't try to pour, but she won't try to pour. So I can put 2 ounces of Evan Williams in there in my mixing glass, tin. Then I'm going to put 1.5 ounces of my simple syrup. Then I'm gonna get some freshly squeezed lemon juice. Just as much as you want. Just like that. I told you I'm gonna go step by step with you, so you'll see exactly. So we're gonna do this egg white, and hopefully everything works out, of course, but We're gonna do this egg white. There we go. Make sure we get the egg white in there real good. There we go. Let's get the egg white in there. Let that drip down in there. Yep. Discard that egg white. Wipe our hands a little bit. Now, like I said, you can make it the way you want to make it. I'm going to make it with a little bit more bourbon because that's, I kind of like my drinks with a little kick. So I'm going to make it just with a little bit more bourbon in here, okay? So put me just a little bit more bourbon. I hope y'all appreciate that out there for the people out there at home. So we got all the ingredients in there. So first we're going to dry shake. I'm going to dry shake it first. And then we're going to wet shake it. So I'm going to put it in my coupe glass. So let's go. Let's dry shake. You know you got to put that smile on when you dry shake. Dry shake it all good. Let's hit that. Like that. And now we're going to wet shake it. Ooh, drop me a cube. Actually, I like that right there, huh? Now we're gonna drop a cube of ice. And we're gonna shake it some more. You gotta shake it. You gotta shake it. That's how we're gonna do that. And then we're gonna take the strain. And then we're gonna strain it in my coupe. Ooh, look at that. That looks good. That's how we do that. Yes. That's how we do that. Just like that. Put my ice back in my fridge. Y'all hearing that? And then how to garnish it. I'm gonna take my Angostura bitters and then I'm gonna garnish it with a couple of drops across the top. Just like that. Now that is a whiskey sour. Salud. Now that is good. I'm sorry for the people that's listening. You can't get a good look at this nice drink. But so since I got my drink now, I'm ready to talk. So, conversations with a bartender. So I decided, I said, well, man, I need to be able to tell people about what I do and the love that I have for beverages, bartending, spirits, wine. So just a little bit of history about me. So if the people out there that don't know me, I've actually been in the mental health industry for over 20 some years. I am a licensed mental health professional. I work with people with disabilities. So I've been doing that for over 20 some years and I love it, actually. That is my bread and butter. I love that job, or just that industry, working with people, helping people. That's what I do, that's what I love to do. But probably about 5 years ago, I got burnt out. I got burnt out and I decided I needed to do something different. But even before then, I always loved bartending. I actually, when I was in high school, I was the guy that, in my clique, I was the guy that mixed up our drinks in high school. And then in college, I actually was the guy in the clique who mixed up our drinks. But when I was in college, I actually was afforded the opportunity to work at a Red Lobster. I don't even think I was old enough to work at the Red Lobster. I think I was probably about 19, maybe 20. But my older brother actually worked there as a waiter. And one of his homeboys actually was a bartender, and he got me the job. And look, this bar was actually in the back of the restaurant. It wasn't a customer walk-up bar, so the customers couldn't walk up and sit at the bar. The waiters and the waitresses had to come and get the cocktails from us. So it was a little different. So we didn't get tipped like you would think. But the waiters did look out sometime. It was a nice experience getting started out. So I love that job actually. It didn't last, but I love that job. But even after that, just doing parties and stuff like that, people, little parties, college parties, stuff like that, I was doing and loved the bartend. But speeding back up, when I did get burnt out, I figured, I had to do something. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to kind of step out of my comfort zone and do something totally different. So I decided, what better way to do something different than go to bartending school? So I went to bartending school and I loved it. I ain't gonna lie, I loved it, man. It was I love my teacher. I love my classmates. I love the class. We had a ball in bartending school for the time we was there. And so I did that, passed the class, whatever, got my license, of course, with my certification. And it was great. My goal was actually to get a job at a place where it was kind of slow. I didn't want to be a bar. I didn't want to be, I mean, a real live bar. I didn't want to be at a club. I didn't want to be at a restaurant, put it that way. I wanted to get somewhere a little bit slower, somewhere I can actually home in on my craft, man. I wanted to become a great bartender. I wanted to learn the drinks, the cocktails, and I wanted to just get better at my customer service. So that's what I wanted to do. So I actually ended up getting at a country club, a high-end country club. And it was great, man. I love this place. I was actually able to learn cocktails. I was actually able to this was the place I actually discovered Instagram, okay? I was working around a lot of young kids that was on Instagram, and I was focused. My only goal was to be there for a year, learn these cocktails, get some customers, get relationships, and that's basically what I did. I actually was able to, that's where I discovered IG. And when I discovered IG, I started taking pictures of my cocktails. And that's when I discovered, ooh, I can start mixing certain stuff, putting it together. But while I was at the country club, I got or grew the love for wine. I always drunk a little bit of wine here and there, but never was a big wine drinker. But while I was there at the bar, I started noticing couples or groups of friends that come in and buy a couple of bottles of wine for $180 to $100 a piece. And they'll sit there and drink wine and they'll laugh it up. I mean, just have a good time, a couple of hours. And I'm like, man, that wine, that's something big. I mean, it's a social thing. It seems like they're having fun and they laugh and they talk. And I said, man, what's up with this wine? So I said, you know what? Let me try to get into this. So I started drinking a little bit of wine, some more wine. And I started reading, and I started researching, and I started really getting interested in the nuances of wine. And I felt like, man, this is something I can really get into. So I actually asked my manager at the bar if I could actually do one of the wine tastings, because you know at the bar up there they had wine tastings with the type of members they had. So they had wine tastings. So he was like, sure, man. So I participated in one of the wine tastings with one of the wine reps that came through and did the wine tasting. Man, I loved it. I loved the reaction of the ladies. I loved the reaction of the men. It was so different. I loved the reaction of everybody in there and how they responded to the wine and the questions they asked. And you had your wine snobs, of course, and these are the people that I read about. I was like, man, I love this thing about wine. So I started really getting into it. But my goal was to be at that bar for just a year. And I made some relationships with people that I still have today. I actually started doing private parties for these people, like birthday parties and Christmas parties, stuff like that. And still have these relationships now. But I actually ended up leaving the country club and I wanted to get a job in wine. So I started seeking out, where can I go and get a job in wine? Like, what can I do? And I actually got a job part-time at a local winery here selling wine. And it was part-time on the weekends at a farmer's market. Whew, man, it was crucial. I ain't gonna lie. It was every weekend and I had the tent, set up the tent, the tables, take the wine, rain, cold, didn't matter. I had to do it. But I loved it actually. It was actually pretty, pretty good. I was out there in the cold getting people to taste wine. That was my first actually taste of the wine industry. The lady who actually hired me, she kind of gave me some tips and some tools to use to kind of get people to try wine and to taste wine. So I used those, didn't know what the hell I was talking about, but I did it, man. And people actually was buying these wines. It was sweet wines. But people was buying the wines. And I was like, man, shit, all I gotta do is tell people about this wine and they'll buy it. Like, I can describe it in certain words and get people to about the wine and make them feel good. And that's what I'm gonna do. And that's what I did. So I started selling wine. But you know what? I got tired every weekend. Oh my God, I got tired doing it every weekend. And it was a lot, man, doing it every weekend. So I stopped doing that. But while I was doing that, I actually got another job at a hotel. And this is something I always wanted to do. I wanted to get at a hotel bar because I felt like if I got at a hotel bar, it would be better. It'd be where I could probably really, really get into crafting drinks. So I actually got it up and got at a hotel bar. It was a Sheraton Four Points across the street from a major arena in the city. And this arena did the professional hockey games. They did the college basketball games. They did all the concerts, all that type of stuff. And the hotel was actually located right by a university. So, man, the hotel was good. We got a lot of good guests, man. We got some famous guests. We had concerts. So, there at the hotel was where I actually started researching and really trying to home in on perfecting my craft. And there is where I stumbled across mixology. And the difference between mixology and bartending. I've always knew how to provide good customer service. Since I was in the mental health industry for so long, you know, you learn how to provide good customer service because you're working with people with certain backgrounds, and you're working with so many different people. You're working with psychiatrists, you're working with therapists, you're working with clients, you're working with parents, you're working with family members, people in the community, case managers. So you learn how to work and provide customer service. So the customer service part was no problem for me. I didn't have an issue with that at all. So I had that down pat. I wanted to learn the mixology part. Now, if you don't know, it is a difference between mixology and bartending, okay? Bartending is someone who, or a bartender is someone who serves drinks, basically, who mix you a drink and serve it to you. A mixologist is someone who create drinks. They seek out different flavor profiles to be able to create a drink and make it aesthetically beautiful. That's what a mixologist is. A mixologist goes way deeper than just mixing a drink like this and giving it to you. A mixologist is someone who will seek out different fruit, different spices, different colors they could use to make their drink look beautiful and stand out, garnish, kind of like this right here. So that's what a mixologist is, and that's what I wanted to do. So at this hotel, I was like, you know, I can really do some things at this hotel. So I was working at the hotel and it was good, man. The people was coming through, tips. I got some relationships with some actually famous people. I actually got some relationships with some up and coming people. Shout out to my man, Adrian Washington, a comedian in Minnesota. My man, check him out, Adrian Washington. But, got to learn some good people, man, and I appreciated that a whole lot. But working there a while, guess what happened? COVID hit, and man, that changed my world upside down. Actually, because right before COVID, I was about to leave the mental health world altogether and do two bartending jobs. And the other bartending job that I had, I was about to start, was a new hotel downtown. It was a classy new hotel that was coming with a different flow. They were coming with that new environmental, fitness, everything clean, food-wise type of hotel. And started there actually, and we started from the ground up. They were still putting the hotel together and the bar was there. We didn't even have liquor yet, anything like that, but we were still putting everything together. And we was going over cocktail menus and doing that type of thing. We had a launch date actually for March. I think March 16th, that was our launch date. And it didn't work out. COVID hit and they shut everything down. So, and they shut the job down at the Sheraton. So I actually was out of two jobs. I was out of two jobs and I was home unemployed, collecting unemployment. And I struggled for a minute. I ain't even gonna lie. I admit I struggled. I was a little depressed, but I actually was like, man, you know what? Let me change things around. So while I was home, I started down making vegetable and garden boxes and fruit boxes and growing stuff and building things in the garage. And I actually left IG alone. I wasn't taking any pictures or no drinks. So I wasn't posting anything. And everything was just dry for me. And I wasn't doing anything for a while, and it wasn't good. And one of my homeboys, shout out to Mr. Mo, somebody y'all get to know on my podcast, but Mr. Mo was like, yo, you gotta come out your funk, man. You gotta do what you gotta do to come out your funk. You gotta get back on IG. You gotta get back grooving. You know, people wanna hear you. People wanna see what you do. People want your business. So I was like, man, you know what? You right. So I actually posted, I think, a couple of pictures of some drinks or something, and a guy saw my drink on IG, got my information and ended up calling and was like, look, man, I saw your stuff on Instagram and love the way you, I love your drinks, man. You can make some good drinks. You make it look so beautiful and everything. So I want to know if I can hire you for a couple of things. And I was like, well, you know, it's COVID. You know, he said, nah, I'm not doing anything like that. I'm doing a couple of dinners. I do dinners. And him and his wife actually do weddings. They're wedding planners and designers. So I went over to the place. I met with them. And he explained that he's doing these couple dinners, 2 to 4 people, and he bring people into his place, and he wine and dine them and put the music on, and he wanted me to come in and do some mixology for him. So I was like, you know what? I can do that. Thought about it. Yeah, let's do that, man. Let's make this thing flow until it's time to do weddings, because that was the real business at hand, was weddings. So, but until then, I said, yeah, man, I can do that. So I started doing these little 2 and 4 and 6 people dinners for him. And I loved it, man. I mean, my groove was back. I was making drinks, tossing them up and shaking it up and doing what I gotta do, loving it. So that's what got my groove back into things. And from there, I was like, you know what? It's time to get back on IG. It's time to start back posting. And my boy, like I said, Mr. Mo, was like, man, you need to do something big. You need to do something real big, man. You need to push your stuff in a big way. I know IG doing it. You on Facebook. You on IG. But you really need to do something. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to think about this thing. I'm going to think long and hard about what I should do as far as doing something bigger than what I was doing. And I came to the conclusion that why not do a podcast? I mean, that's the best way. I mean, that's what I would think, was to do a podcast. And to get people to see what I do and to understand and to know about wine and to learn about what I love. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted people to see what I do. And, you know, everybody drink wine. Everybody drink wine. Everybody want them a cocktail or two on the weekends, or they want a new way, especially when we home right now. You know, we home right now. It's no telling what the new administration may do as far as locking the cities down. So you got to be prepared. So it's time to start having your own cocktails at home. And if you have somebody that's right there that you can listen to, that you can go to, and get some good recipes when it comes to cocktails, when it comes to some good wine, when it comes to some charcuterie boards, things like that, that's what you want. So my suggestion is go out. You ain't even gotta go out. You can sit right there at your the comfort of your home, and you can subscribe. You can subscribe. You can like. Tune in. It's gonna be every week. Like I said, I'm doing interviews with people in the community. It's going to be a lot of things going on this channel, on this page, on this podcast. So I want people to tune in. I want people to learn some things. And I want to learn some things. I'm still growing myself. So I want to be able to learn some things. And I want people to chime in. I want you to tune in. I want you to chime in, give comments. I know some things that I'm going to have to work on. But I want people to tune in. And I really do appreciate people tuning in right now. You know, this is a big thing for me. This is my first episode of what? Conversations with a Bartender. So you know where you can check me out at. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram. I am on Twitter. I am on YouTube at Conversations with a Bartender, Top Notch Bartender here. I am about to sign off. This is Conversations with a Bartender. I do appreciate you being here with me tonight. So, peace.